And right now, I'm going to discuss about the wave of deal transactions in the global mergers and acquisitions market hit volumes to $2 trillion despite inflation, interest rates hike, Russia-Ukraine conflict and, above all, risk of recession in advanced economies. Now, we will discuss further with Chief Economist Juwai IQI, Sean Said, and the outlook of M&A in the second half. Thank you, Sean, so much for joining us this morning. Okay, firstly, Sean, M&A volumes are up despite tough financial markets, or I would say market bear happening. What's your view for M&A market outlooks for the next 6 months?
Yes, Nina, the market looks pretty hot. And I think most of the investment banks are gearing up to have more deals moving forward. So I think for H2, the market is pretty hot. Even the markets have gone through a lot of shenanigans the last 6 months. And we have seen a lot of turmoil in Bazooka and Macabre. But still, I foresee investment banks globally are quite active. So way forward, yes, the mergers and acquisition markets will remain on solid footings.
All right. As you mentioned, investment banks have demonstrated strength in the tough market to execute deals. Can we expect same 25 deals worth $10 billion each and 12% increase on year-to-date to replicate from here till December 2022?
I think it can happen, but the way I foresee things, the market will look pretty quiet at the moment for the next 1 month or so, because Fed is going to hike interest rate by 50 or 75 basis points. So the market will stay quiet in the short run, but again, the market will pick up from August onwards once the market understands the Fed outlook, and it will give new direction to the market.
As you said, it would be reticent to gauge the market's reactions after possible 75 basis points hike by Fed in July. So what is the key to M&A deal execution in his financial environment? As you can see, Twitter deal is $44 billion, remain the hottest one this year.
Oh yes, Nina, you're absolutely right. Twitter has been in the financial market scene, and that deal of $44 billion make a lot of rounds in the mainstream media. The way I see things in mergers and acquisition, the number one variable is the valuation and the total shareholders value. So I think these will remain the key variables for mergers and acquisition. I was reading this book by Synergy Solution, How Companies Win Mergers and Acquisition Game. I think, again, they have pointed out that valuations remain the key. The mergers acquisition strategy, the due diligence, and above all, the culture cohesion, the unison of culture between two countries, between two companies, that are very important for any mergers and acquisition deals to go through and to be successful. So I think valuations remain the key for mergers and acquisition, and how you execute these mergers and acquisition deals in a successful manner so that they stay on course and so that they can deliver results for those shareholders which expect a lot in the long run.
All right, Sean, we are in a transition phase where sellers have high expectation of value, but buyers have repriced. Can we expect private equity deals taking the driving seat and capture more market share?
Yes, this is what the market is talking right now, because some of the investors, they are quite keen in going into private equity deals, and private equity market has really picked up in the last 1 month or so. So I think private equity, the question that you have asked, it will take away some of the shares from mergers and acquisition. And, you know, investors are quite keen because they are attractive returns. And again, you know, investors are now looking to get solid returns, solid yields. So private equity, yes, they will take some of the market share away from mergers and acquisition, and private equity deals will get the limelight moving forward as we go into H2 this year.
All right, Sean, last one. You post something on the global bond market on your LinkedIn post. So can you explain further, is bond market back in the economy equation?
Yes, absolutely. The bond market is coming back very strongly. I still remember on 27th February 2021, Warren Buffett said that bond market is a worse asset class to be in. But right now, the way markets are shaping up, I think the bond market is back. And it is one of those asset classes where those sophisticated and smart investors are quite keen to take position. So in my opinion, bond market is back. And a lot of investors are keen to park their funds in the bond market.
All right. Thank you, Sean, for explaining more on the big transition of the global M&A solid despite of the slowdown. So, and that is Sean Syed, Chief Economist UI IQI. Thank you very much for joining us today.